Chapter 2: Fundamentals of an Entrepreneur. The Blessing and Curse of the Entrepreneur. The longer an entrepreneur lives, the more unfinished projects they compile. The excitement takes over us and we completely change direction on a dime. If you're a true entrepreneur, you completely understand what I'm talking about.
One day you could be building an ice cream business, the next day you're all in on building a data collection company designed to change the way elections are won and lost.
That may be a little extreme, but you get what I mean. We are driven by our ideas, not logic. As an entrepreneur, you are blessed and cursed with more ideas than most normal people.
A normal person may get one or two really good ideas in a lifetime and, usually, they won't act on any of them. Whereas, a true entrepreneur sees opportunities in everything and, in some cases, those ideas are too amazing to walk away from, so we try to act on all of them and end up completing none of them.
When you have an idea that's going to change the world, the excitement takes over, all of a sudden as quick as an explosion, you can't think about anything else, you are hooked on the new idea and your life takes a complete 180.
This has probably happened to you dozens of times in your life and it will likely happen to you again in the future if you don't listen.
Although those ideas drive you and keep you motivated, they also hold you back from complete success and you need to slow down. The very next time you have an idea like this, don't stop what you're doing and make a complete 180 in your life. Instead, pick up a pen and paper and write everything about this idea down. Then, write down why this idea excites you so much, how it will change the world, and where it can go if you take it to completion.
Once you have done this, I want you to close the book and lock it away somewhere safe.
Do this every single time you have another idea until you have completed the project you are currently working on.
A lot of entrepreneurs never really get anywhere because they are constantly chasing the next big thing and the previous big thing gets pushed to one side and forgotten about.
Sound familiar?
Let me explain how you can stop doing this and instead, start taking all your ideas to the next level and become incredibly wealthy as an entrepreneur.
Setting your business upright.
There were two men, both very similar to one another. They were both the same age, the same build, of similar intelligence, and both trained as electricians. When they qualified, they both set up their own electrician companies.
The first worked hard every single day.
He attended every single job himself, his customers loved him. He took such pride in his work that his jobs took longer to complete than expected, but the end product was so perfect, he never had to advertise for work because he had more work than he could possibly manage, and it all came via word of mouth.
The second man also worked hard every single day.
He attended the first few jobs himself and then used the money to employ someone else to do the work. He focused his efforts on advertising the business and employing as many electricians as possible to complete the work.
He also employed office staff to systemize the business.
The first man worked all his life inside his own business because he had created a job for himself and was not a true entrepreneur.
The second man worked hard for several years to grow his business.
Then, he handed over control to his management team, who turned his company into a huge seven-figure-a-year business that paid him a ridiculous salary for doing nothing. After the second man, who was a true entrepreneur, had gotten his business to the point it no longer needed him, he opened up his handwritten notebook and started work on his next big idea.
Can you see the difference between these two approaches to business and why the second approach is how a true entrepreneur approaches building a business?
As an entrepreneur, you need just three things.
Some people believe number one can't be taught. You either have it or you don't, but I believe anything can be learned.
The other two can be learned easily and improved with experience. In fact, I was only blessed with the first one and have had to learn the other two from making many hundreds of mistakes over the years.
The three fundamentals of an entrepreneur. The first thing an entrepreneur must have is the dogged, unflinching determination to succeed at whatever it is they put their mind to.
If you don't take action and aren't wholly committed to changing the world with your idea, you will never be a successful entrepreneur. You might think I'm full of shit and completely disagree with what I just said, but I promise you, without this one thing, you are completely and utterly fucked and will never become a successful entrepreneur.
If you don't believe me, I will explain.
I want you to get a piece of paper right now and write down your three most inspirational entrepreneurs. They might be Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and Richard Branson, they might be Hugh Hefner, Mark Zuckerberg, and Jeff Bezos, or they might be Warren Buffett, Amancio Ortega, and Larry Ellison. In reality, it doesn't matter which entrepreneurs you choose because I guarantee you, every single one of them worked their arses off to get to where they are right now. I'm not talking about 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. I'm talking about 12, 14, and even 18-hour days for years and years on end. Even after they make millions, they continue to work these kinds of hours because they don't do it for the money. They have a vision and can see a future where their idea is real and they are entirely focused on making it happen. Are you determined to make your idea a reality? Are you willing to give up your weekends, your favorite activities, and, in some cases, let people down? Will you keep pushing toward this goal no matter who stands in your way? Will you ignore all the negativity from people who don't understand what you're doing and just keep pushing forward? Will you put this before your family, friends, and loved ones to make it a reality? If you won't, put this book down, pick up the local paper and start looking for a job because true entrepreneurs don't even have to think about this stuff. They just do it. If you made it past number one, now let's look at what else you will need to succeed. The second thing you'll need as an entrepreneur is focus and the ability to drown out all other ideas and just focus on the one you have in front of you right now. A huge community online calls itself the Make Money Online Community. This community is full of millions of people looking to make it big online. Unfortunately, 99.999% of these people will never make more than they spend online. In fact, in most cases, the ones who have the dogged, unflinching determination to succeed will spend their retirement funds and their life savings trying to be successful online, and they never will. That's because they have the first thing they need, but not the second. These people are super focused on succeeding online. They are willing to invest their life savings to try and make it happen, but they have what the industry refers to as shiny object syndrome. This means they jump from one great idea to another and another and another without ever really focusing on just one and making it work first. This community is so large that there are vultures online who prey on their inability to focus on one thing and stick to it. These vultures launch new products month after month that are complete garbage. These vultures build huge email lists of potential victims. They all email each other's email lists with garbage after garbage after garbage, emptying their victims' bank accounts and draining their life savings so they can live in big houses and drive fancy cars, whilst never having built a real business. If you're going to succeed as an entrepreneur, you need to learn to drown out the noise and just focus on exactly what it is that you are doing and your vision until that vision is a reality and you have the time and money to move on to your next big idea. The third and final thing you need to master as an entrepreneur is the ability to let go. I don't mean let go and not do anything. I mean let go of your baby and give it to someone else. Not your real baby, but your business, and trust me, when you have worked hard for years building your first business, you will think of it as your baby. When it comes to building a business, the biggest mistake you can make is to build a business that relies on you for it to run. If your company can't run without you, it's not a business. It's more like a prison, referred to in the entrepreneur world as the big bad job. If you are a professional locksmith and you build a locksmith company where you do all the jobs yourself, you are not really a business owner, you work for your company as a locksmith and have a job. The same can be said if you go to law school and set up your own law firm where you deal with all the clients, then yes, you guessed it, you have a job. I'm not saying don't start a business using your skills. In fact, you should start a business using your skills, as that is the easiest way to your first success and owning a stable business that can provide you with the freedom and income you need to become truly successful. For the first few years of any business, chances are you will have to work extremely hard to get that business off the ground. During this time, you will need to be the primary worker, the cleaner, the accountant, the secretary, and every other person in the business all by yourself, but you should also be focused on building your business so it can become self-sufficient as it grows. Once the business becomes self-sufficient, it is at this point where you have to face your most challenging task of all, letting go. When building this business, you must follow a few rules that will ensure you can walk away and still get paid in the very near future. The first is to build a business that provides a consistent product or service to customers. Don't make the mistake of trying to be all things to all men in this business, because a jack of all trades is very hard to grow. For example, if you are building an electrician firm, choose a few of the most profitable, most desired services and only do them. This will make advertising easier, this will make employing staff easier, and this will make expanding easier when the time comes for your company to grow. Implementing the first rule will make the second rule much easier because you don't need a team that can do everything, meaning you don't need to pay the best salaries. Your business should be able to be operated by people who are not at the very top of the industry, so they don't cost you an absolute fortune to employ. Suppose you cover every single service an electrician offers, you will need highly qualified and experienced electricians in every single van you have. But, if you only offer two main services, for example, vehicle charger installation at homes and electrical inspections, you can get staff straight out of college without any experience, teach them to do these two things brilliantly and pay them much less. This helps with the third rule. Everything you do must be written down and documented in impeccable detail so that any new member of your team can easily pick up your standard operating procedures and follow them to complete the work to a very high standard. And those are the very simple rules to follow. Provide a consistent product or service. Use the level of staff you need and can afford, not the best in the business. Have detailed standard operating procedures that every member of staff follows. If you build with these three rules in mind from day one, you will be building your business in a way that it can be automated, handed over to staff, and scaled in the future, without you being an essential part of the company. Summary: the three fundamentals of an entrepreneur. Dogged, unflinching determination. Focus and the ability to drown out all other ideas. Let go. If you have the first and can teach yourself the second and third, like I have, you can become a very successful entrepreneur.